Welcome to another Bible Moment with Ed Rangel at the Hueytown Church of Christ, located at 2053 High School Road, Hueytown, Alabama. We invite you to worship with us every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And now, a Bible Moment.
January 10th, what kind of hearer are you? Today's reading comes from Genesis 18 through chapter 19, verse 29, Matthew 13, verses 1 through 43, and Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. While parables were often told to make truth tangible, in Matthew 13, we find that this wasn't always the case. When his disciples question why he speaks in parables, Jesus quotes a prophet Isaiah. In Matthew 13, 15, he says, "For the heart of this people has become dull, and with their ears they hear with difficulty, and they have shut their eyes, so that they would not see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them." This is a case in the parable of the sower and the seed. The seed hits the open path, the rocky ground, the thorns, and the good soil, and Jesus describes four hearers who receive the good news in different ways. We should examine this parable and ask ourselves, what kind of hearer am I? Do we seek to really understand the gospel? When we hear it told again and again, does it merely lie on the surface as commonplace? When our faith is put to the test, do we find ourselves putting hope in everything else but the good news? Or when we become anxious about the cares of this world, do we find ourselves grasping for a firm foundation that isn't there? The seed that falls on the good soil describes a completely different reception. This hearer receives the word and hears it and understands it. It doesn't stop there, however. The hearer is also known for his good works, which display a heart that has been changed. The hearers bear fruit according to what they have been given. But, as Jesus says in Matthew 13, 23, what was sown on the good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, this one 100 times as much, and this one 60, and this one 30. Jesus emphasizes that the pursuit of him isn't lethargic or merely emotional, and it isn't cerebral. It involves pursuing him with all of our being in a posture of humility, with an ear that hears and a life that is changed. It involves complete surrender to his will. What is your posture before God? Do you come with humility, ready to hear the good news?
Thank you for tuning in to another Bible Moment. We invite you to worship with us every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Tune in again to another Bible Moment.